Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
So,
not a dummy.
Beetle. Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
.9 seconds remaining. Faceoff left circle the Islander end. 6-on-5. Bruins trailing by a goal. Bergeron wins it far side. Krejci crumpled. Up top, Pastrnak shoots. Blocked by Mayfield and the horn sounds. The New York Islanders score 3 times on the power play here in Game 5. And Semyon Varlamov stops 40 of 44. And they have won each of the last 2 games. And we will head to New York 2 nights from now, with the Bruins trailing in this series 3-2, your final tonight. Islanders 5 and the Bruins 4.
Ruh-roh. Not good. Not good. Stating the obvious there. Bruins lose last night. Now they trail 3-2 in the series. Good morning. Welcome into Zolak and Bertrand from our Town Fair Tire Studios.
Good morning. And we're not dead yet.
Not dead yet.
It ain't over yet. Wasn't over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor.
But how many tweets are we going to get on that?
We'll find out.
I've seen sicker dogs than this live.
Yeah. Let's see what happens here. Here's what I fear about this series for the Bruins. They've had so many chances. They've had a lot of opportunities. They've let some opportunities slip. They've gotten the crack kicked out of them by the refs. And physically, I think they're starting to get a little worn down.
You got on me about this a little bit yesterday. Like, start the flopping. I mean, if that's going to get you the call, do it. Get you on a power play. Just one. 3 or 4 power plays that got scored on. And when you're shooting, what, 35 to 15 shot differential, and you get beat like that, then there's something else going on.
I think we could legitimately spend the entire day today talking just about how bad the officiating was. And not that we want to do that.
I'm saying
we could.
It's like Kansas City. N'Keal Harry, did he step out of bounds or not? Obviously he didn't. But we did 4 hours of bitching about that, and it got us nowhere.
We could talk
it
about
doesn't
it, all,
fix it
all day. All day. And I'm sure many of you could call us all day long and tell us how bad the officials were last night and how much of an impact they had on that game. And I think the impact was significant.
We knew it was bad on TV. We all watched it on TV. But talking to people who are at the game, they're like, it was worse in person. And I guess that place is going nuts. And you heard the you suck refs chant. Refs you suck chant going on. And I don't blame you people for it. But, man, I couldn't be more proud of this team in that first period. Like, they came out and said, we're going to beat their ass in the first period. And the intensity that they played with, the opportunities that they had on the offensive end. And, Jesus, Wags flying around. Richie. We talked about Richie not sitting him down. That guy got a talking to by somebody. I don't know who.
Well, Pierre said it may have been Cam Neely. Maybe Cam that talked to him.
I wonder if that's informed.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't like say, hey, I talked to Cam and Cam had a talk with him.
I just want to say this, though. For those of you who wanted to bench Richie, suck it.
Yeah.
All right?
Suck that
now
one.
Now I'm a Richie defender. Now, how did that happen,
play
T-Bone?
Like that again, Richie. Play like that again and then again.
I've been trying to trade Richie all year. Now I'm defending him. Now I'm in his corner. I'm with you, Richie.
That's what he should
do. I'm with you.
But that's why Richie's out there for that stuff.
Of course, because here's why he should have stayed in the lineup, because he had the potential to do what he did last night. That potential has always been there. And I just don't think there's anybody you were going to put in his place that was going to make the team better last night. I know that some people felt just the one swap out of DeBrusque was not enough. I think it helped. And I think the Bruins last night were the better team and they lost the game. And that sucks. That's a bad place to be, because this series for them is not getting easier. It's getting harder as we go along. And so losing opportunities, as they have in this series, whether it be Pastrnak missing the net in game four and the course that that game could have gone from that point had he scored that goal, or last night where
puck
they
luck.
Fought back and they were in it, but they just couldn't get enough and Tuukka sucked and the refs were beating the bag out of them and they still look like the better team. And that's why I think it feels so bad today. That's why I think you should be concerned about the rest of the series. If the Bruins complete this comeback in this series, it's odd. I don't feel like it would be surprising because I feel the Bruins are the better team. Doesn't mean they've always played better, but I feel like they're the better, more talented team in this series. But I also feel like it would be one of the more impressive comebacks they've had.
Yeah.
In this run of, don't smile at me, damn it, you T-Bone.
Would it be the most impressive?
Most impressive comeback ever? No. No, but it would be one of the more impressive comebacks that they've had in the series. I would say in the, we'll call it the Patrice Bergeron era.
Yeah.
Because we can't call it the Cassidy era. The Patrice Bergeron era.
If they find a way to get this goalie to crack, and there's just, this guy's been so damn consistent every game. And I know Pastrnak had his hat trick and that, and it was a fun night and all, but this guy's battled back, and he's sat in there, and he's taken, and he's moving post to post. And Barzal's is what he is, and you said, you're worried about him heating up? And I said, no. And you go, yeah, I'm not worried about him either. He's heating up. You know, that guy's a problem. That guy's a problem. And you got to have better defense in front of Tuukka to help him out, too. I mean, there's some looks in there. And
but when Barzal scored last night, who was on the ice for the Bruins?
Oh, God, I can't.
I always look at who he's doing it against.
It wasn't McAvoy. I don't think it was McAvoy.
Lozon was on the ice again for that one, wasn't he? Yeah,
I think he was.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a factor. And the Bruins defensively are a freaking mess. And they're so thin. And it's going to be a problem. Just deal with it. That's the problem. They can win still. They can still win this series, even as it stands, how they can be a mess defensively.
You got enough talent in your top two lines to win this.
I have very little faith that they're getting to the cup final, this team. I think they can get out of this series.
I think they can get out of series two. And I think it's the same way when you look at the other side, too.
I mean, I don't like their chances of this comeback, right. But I think they could figure out a way to do it. But I'm starting to feel like this run is not going to be a deep run.
This team just
doesn't have it.
You know,
trying
to not look too far ahead. But if they get up or if, like they did last night, you know, all right, you got a 1-0 lead. Good. I was, you know, hoping that they were halfway to that, you know, 2-goal lead I finally wanted them to have and sit on maybe for a period or so. If they do get any kind of momentum going, is it undone by the first penalty that they take? And are they spooked now by what's been happening to them on the penalty kill?
Yeah.
Because if I were them,
well, they go 3-for-3 last night, I'd start to be a little afraid of killing penalties too.
I'd be spooked like you wouldn't believe. Be terrified to go on the PK right now.
Right. Right. Absolutely. Especially with a shaky goalie. Rask was shaky.
We're going to get to
that. We'll get to him too. But damn it, man. I mean, you talk about the air being let out of the building. And I wonder what it felt like being there when they scored that goal to tie it up at 1. Because they were, you know, even seeing those guys at the intermission, like, it would have been a victory for the Islanders to come out of that first period down only 1-0. The fact they came out of that 1-1, you know, we're even texting our text chain, like, oh, that's it. Like, that's the way it felt.
Well, you called the game over, like, 6 times last night.
No, like, T-Bone. No, wrong. T-Bone was the first. T-Bone, when they scored... The first one, when the first goal of the Islanders,
1-1, I said it's over.
You said it's over. I didn't say it was over until it was 4-2. Then it got to 5-2.
Did you say put Swayman in at 1-1? Did you say that last night?
No, at the end of the second period, I said put Swayman in.
Oh, okay. Well, you got that one. You
nailed it.
Last night after the game, Cassidy on the refs was, I would say, maybe a little over the top. I'm okay with him going after the refs. I think now it's not going to help them. Listen to this.
Coach, I'm not trying to set you up, but do you have anything to say about the officiating today?
Well, Jimmy, I think what happens, okay, so this is my take on it. We're playing a team that has, very respected management, coaching staff. They won a Stanley Cup. But I think they sell a narrative over there that it's more like the New York Saints, you know, not the New York Islanders. That, you know, they play hard and they play the right way. But I feel we're the same way. And the exact calls that are getting called on us do not get called on them. So, and I don't know why. These are very good officials. They're at this point in the season for a reason. You've got continuous high sticks every game, the exact same high sticks. Berge with Nelson behind the net, the one that comes up on Smith. Marshy got called for that in game 1. I could go on and on. Wagner the other day in front of the net. You know, maybe we need to sell them more, flop, but that's not us. You just hope they'd see them. I mean, the same calls go against us. So it's not like I'm sitting there going, well, every call against us sucks. It's not true. It's just the end of the day, the similar plays, they need to be penalized on those plays. But like I said, I think they've sold done a great job selling that narrative that, you know, they're clean. They play hard, hard brand of hockey, love the way they play, but they commit as many fractions as we do, trust me. So it's just a matter of calls. Them. So, you know, that's the part that I guess gets frustrating, but you play through it. You know, it's like the Bergeron today. He's throwing out the first two, three, four faceoffs he takes because someone mentioned, you know, have a little respect for Patrice Bergeron. He's up for the Selkie. He's been a warrior in this league, a face of the franchise, does everything right for hockey, sells the game. And that's the way you treat him. I mean, come on, you know, because someone speaks out and says something like, you know, all of a sudden. So they just need to be better than that. Just, you know, just call the game what you see. Quit listening to these outside influences and get it done right. Because I don't think they were great tonight. I'm not going to lie to you. But they have been, and they're good officials. I know those two guys. They're good guys and good officials. And I don't know tonight. I just thought they were off. But he could say the same about us. But at the end of the day, that's what I thought, Jimmy. And let's just play hockey and call the infractions that happen, and we'll see where it goes.
Word of advice to anybody. If you want to insult somebody in the most dismissive way, tell them they're better than that. You're better than that. That is the most insulting thing when someone tells you that.
Yeah. Hardy's favorite insult.
It's
be better. Be better.
No,
right?
No, not be better. No. It's you're better than that. It's very insulting, and I'm sure those guys are now pissed at him for the way he said that. Oh, I know them. They're good guys. They just were terrible tonight.
It's beyond bad officiating. It's like, wow, you're a bad person for behaving that way last night.
Yeah, right.
Like you disappointed.
You're a better person.
I'm disappointed in you.
I bet those guys would rather hear those guys bleeping suck.
What your parents must think.
Because that you can brush off.
I suck.
This has a ring of truth to it.
Right.
Like, this isn't him just railing against the calls. This is him. This is a thoughtful analysis of those officials and how he felt the game was called last night. That's why it stings.
Right. Oh, it's brutal. It's a brutal, brutal way to go about it. And I just don't know that it's going to help him now. The part, it's all truthful, though. None of it is fraudulent. It's all truthful. I just don't know at this point if continuing down this road is going to help the Bruins. It certainly didn't help them last night. They didn't get any of the help that they were looking for.
He made it personal, too. Like, I know those two guys. They're good guys. They're good refs.
Yes. It's not good. Those guys are going to be pissed when they hear what he said. Let's pick more of that up on the other side. Barry Trotz had a response himself about it. He responded to Cassidy's comments.
It's good. We're getting a little back and forth now. I'm starting to, you know.
Oh, now you're starting to feel it?
Before the
game
series,
six of a playoff series, you're starting to feel it now.
I have no dislike for this team. I'm starting to get.
I guess the playoffs have begun for Zone now.
It's hockey started.
Hockey, they're playing.
You want hockey?
There
talk,
it is.
Got it.
Hockey's back.
You get it. You give
there
what you
it
want.
Is. I want to talk more about that, but of course, Tuukka's night. We have to talk about that. I'm sure we'll spend quite a bit of time on it today. We're up and running. Phone lines open. Solak and Bertrand. More Bruins talk on the way.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
You want to talk sports in Boston? You talk to these guys.
I'm just going to say something quick. If you want to get everything, just go see Big Al and Reveal.
Solak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Bruce Cassidy seemed to be very upset tonight post-game with the officiating. I think he referred to your team as the New York Saints. Not really sure how what context that was in, but did you feel the officiating?
You'll have to ask him about that. I know that... just look at where we ended up during the year. I think we were one of the least penalized teams in the whole league. So I don't know what he means by that. You'll have to ask him.
That's Barry Trotz last night responding to what Bruce Cassidy said. And he totally played into exactly what it is Bruce Cassidy said. I couldn't believe he said that. And here's the thing. I'm not sure he actually heard what had been said. I'm guessing he did. I don't know that. He didn't confirm it.
I'd say no.
My guess is he had some knowledge of what was said.
Well, I think the PR guy probably said, hey, Bruce said this.
Right.
But you probably didn't. We do this all the time here where you read it and you hear it, and then it sounds differently than the way you took it, the tone.
But
the
man,
tonality.
He played right into it by calling himself, we're a least penalized team. Yeah, that's exactly what Bruce Cassidy accused you of. You are now continuing to sell a narrative about how you don't get called for penalties and how clean of a team you are.
You come out of that believing Bruce. Or siding with Bruce.
Yeah, Bruce like, okay, said, these guys keep talking about how clean they are, and they're selling this narrative of being a bunch of saints.
Did you see how
they're
pissed,
not.
Did you see how pissed Bergeron was after that one call? He was working arrests.
I don't know what he's talking about. He's like the T-bone of NHL about. Coaches, this guy. Barry Trotz. I don't know what you're talking about.
Horse blinders. Yep. Mm.
Least penalized team.
Yeah, sounds pretty awesome.
So he plays right into it and confirms exactly what Cassidy said. The other part of this, though, kicking Patrice Bergeron out of the faceoff on the first faceoff of the night.
That's
you cowards. I would have not kicked him out.
And it wasn't like it was
no matter
a lot of
what he did.
It wasn't a lot of stick positioning that was going on. Normally they're holding the puck and it's like there's a battle there or it's late or, you know, we try one more time. It was a quick next
you
guy.
Cowards. They say one thing about it, and you throw the guy out
the
right away.
Boston.
Oh, you look so weak. You look spineless. Whatever Barry tells us to do, we're going to do.
Yeah.
What are you doing? You're bowing down to that commentary?
Yeah. That's why people are pissed.
Well, now we know they listen. Well, now we know they absolutely listen to these guys with what they have to say. They confirm that with that move.
Fans are pissed. I mean, you saw it all over social media last night. You hear the reactions, you know, the drunken recaps this morning at the ad. It's all about the refs. Bruins, and is that team? So, no, it's the refs. The refs were a big part of that last night.
Huge part. I hate complaining about officials.
Well,
you know that.
It puts them on the power play, and they're 3 of 4 on the damn power play.
Because
when you get outshot by 20 freaking goals.
So often, people complain about officiating and want to blame officiating for losses when it's just not true. When teams had multiple opportunities to just overcome that. Bad calls are a part of playing the game in any sport. Bad calls happen.
The one on Corrali was bad.
Your team will be subject to bad calls. Every team faces it at some point. So spending your time bitching and moaning about it usually is a waste. I felt like last night was one of those rare examples.
It's justifiable today.
God.
Yeah.
They're playing way too big of a role in this thing. Way too big of a role. And it's going one way. And if the Bruins lose the series, I won't blame the officiating as the reason they lost the series. It would have to take a lot more than just last night.
No, it's you not finishing your chances that you had.
But this series could easily be 3-2 if the referees had done their job.
The game should have been 3-0 in the
Bruins,
first period.
That is, of course, obviously.
And that's prior to the refs getting bad. The game should have been 3-0 at that first period.
I do feel, though, like the Bruins did not cash in on some of their opportunities. And too often in the game last night, here they are again. Trying to make the extra pass instead of shooting the freaking puck.
Or even shooting it in a timely manner. There was one that I mentioned last night.
Before the time expired?
Well, I mean, McAvoy had it, and it looked like he had just a completely open lane in front of the net. It's like, but McAvoy's got a strong enough shot. Take that shot. Instead, he wants to skate it up, you know, 2 or 3 more strides and do what with it? Allow time for the defender to realize what's happening and slide over and get his stick on it before it ever makes it to Varlamov. That stuff drives me nuts. It wasn't a question of settling the puck either. It wasn't bouncing all over. He just, I don't know. And sometimes I think the opposite, like, I see Pastrnak, you know, winding up on these one-timers and taking a slap shot from, you know, 15 feet out. I'm like, dude, you're good enough to actually mess around with it for a second. But for the most part, he was putting them on goal. So I understand the value in that. I would rather have someone pull the trigger too early and shoot it maybe too hard from too close, as long as it's going to go somewhere on net, as opposed to somebody waiting around for too long and allowing the defense and the goalie to catch up and get into position.
You try to get too cute with it.
Yeah. You know, they're getting frustrated by the Islanders, and then now they're looking for perfect shots and perfect opportunities. They are. And it's hurting them and they missed opportunities they had.
Do you think that's what they were doing last night?
I mean, they were.
With the one McAvoy one, yes, but when you put that many shots on net, that doesn't speak to looking for the perfect opportunity.
Maybe I'm influenced by the fact that I just watched that play 14 times with McAvoy on the screen here.
But this Marchand one, oh, he got a bad bounce and then the thing rolled across the line.
No, it's a variety of things, but they had a ton of chances. They did. They had chances and couldn't cash in. And so some of this is on them for not being able to do that. I get it. It's all a factor. It feels really bad today, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It feels really crappy.
That one got away.
That was a crappy
one. Yeah,
that one got away.
And with that many shots, you figure, okay, it's not the officials. It's not the disparity. And I don't care about the number of penalties. I heard this mentioned a couple of times. It's like number of penalties or penalties in minutes. They should be. No, I don't want them to be equal. I want you to call the game the same way on both ends of the ice. And if that results in one power play for your team and 10 for the other team, so be it.
I would expect the Bruins to have more penalties. I would, because they've got some players that make careless, dumb mistakes from time to time. And so, and that shows out over the year-long stats. The Bruins had a ton of penalties this year. So I would expect them to maybe have more, but not like last night. Not the disparity that existed last night and how they call the game.
Yes, it's how they call the game. It's not the number of penalties that I'm concerned with.
And Bruce Cassidy said that. He said, I'm not saying that the calls against us suck.
It's high stick versus high stick. I'm not saying that. Calls. Like, how many times did Krejci get checked in the back the other night before they got him with the minor?
Yes.
Cassidy made a point to say, I'm not complaining about the calls that have gone against us. I'm complaining about the calls that we didn't get. Those are two different things.
Yeah. It's the inconsistency of call the same game.
Yeah, Bergeron gets high-sticked. Wagner gets high-sticked. And then, you know, just as a player in that moment, you're thinking, well, I guess that's okay now. Now, I'm pretty sure Wagner didn't think that what he did was okay. But in that moment, it's like, hey, they just didn't call it twice over the last 2 minutes when it happened to us. So I guess I'll try it too. That hand goes up. Now, you go in the box for that. Didn't happen at the other end. And you look at their success on, the Islanders' success on the power play last night. I don't know how you reasonably argue that the officiating did not play a huge part in the outcome of that game.
And you know what, Hardy? The truth is, if the Bruins have health and they have Carlo and they have Miller, they may overcome that bad officiating last night.
Here we go.
It's the truth.
No.
They still.
Yeah, Amonte said that too.
Did he?
If they had both those guys, they would still
validation
win the series. They would win the series in
Tony
spite of
Tony Amonte,
it.
You heard of him? Longtime NHL star.
And he wasn't Tony hammered. Amonte. Wasn't hammered.
What do you mean he wasn't hammered?
There's some days he looks a little rough on there. He just got off the beach or maybe playing.
There's days you've looked rough on air.
I was going to say, take it from someone who knows. I don't
Coming
know.
From you.
Yeah. Correct.
Sometimes he is.
Takes one to know one. Expert. Says so.
Yeah.
Expert.
I think that's true. They would have been in much better shape. And we still, it's 10:30 and we still have not hammered Tuukka Rask yet. How we've managed to go 30 minutes without doing it is really worthy of a badge of honor.
Do you know why?
It's easy. It's because it's obvious.
Because it's such a different topic. It stands by itself.
Let's do it.
It's really, there's no middle with it.
Let's do it. It stands by itself. We'll talk about Tuukka Rask. And his play last night and him being removed before the start of the third period for Jeremy Swayman.
Which begs the question, if he is healthy enough to go, does he still go tomorrow night?
Well, I'll give you my answer on that.
I got one, too.
You got one? I got one. Hardy, do you have an answer on that?
No.
Okay. Hardy doesn't have one, but Zoe and I will have one for you next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
So
Zolak and Bertrand. Sports talk in the middle of the day.
You know what's hilarious about it, Scott? I could act like I know what I'm talking about.
That's what probably we do every day.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And Jeremy Swayman is in net to our left, making his Stanley Cup playoff debut.
Well, you know, Judd, when you watched Rask, and there was some talk that he didn't skate this morning, which was not an option. So he didn't skate this morning. We know that he's been hampered by something, right? But, you know, you go back and you kind of go through the first couple of periods. It's been, he's really had a tough time coming out to play pucks. You know, everything's kind of soft when he comes out to play these pucks. It's been a bit of an adventure. And that's usually a stronger point of his game. You know, not that he rips pucks, but he makes really good decisions. Everything's been a little soft. Even early on in the game, a couple of rebounds that kind of bounced around on him a little bit. First couple shots of the game. You know, they do have the four goals. They're certainly not all on Rask, but you're hoping to come up with a save or two along the way on top of what he's already come up with. This gives Swayman an opportunity to get some work, gives Rask a little bit of extra rest, and we'll see what happens from here.
Rask benched after the second period last night. That's how it sounded on the radio last night here on 98.5 The Sports Hub with Judd and Beersy. Well, Swayman in last night. First shot, breakaway, save. Second one, finds the back of the net. I think he only had one more shot after that, right? He faced three shots. Is that all it was?
Yeah.
Three shots, lets in one goal. Hard to make the case that Swayman played well. But
it's like a Tuukka night.
Yeah, let's talk about Tuukka, though.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't good last night, and he needed to be benched after two periods of play for maintenance. Like he's a car going in the shop. Yeah. You know, he needs an oil change.
Yep.
He needed to stay in the room a couple extra minutes there, and he's benched in the third period, and yeah, it's a maintenance.
Okay, I like hearing from the play-by-play guys because they call every game. They see every move. They know the player when the player's right, and they know the, when the player's not healthy. And Judd this morning on Toucher and Rich talked about the morning skate. Like, he went out and took shots before the skate that left the ice, and he said that's the first time he's ever done
that.
Yeah,
we knew that.
Yeah.
He said that yesterday.
Right. But
well,
like first
that,
time. So that doubles on. That
first time in the playoffs that
right.
that's happened.
So that leads on to, okay, there's some concern there that something ain't right or isn't right. And right there, Beersy just, he's not right coming out of the net. You know, he juggled the first couple. So now it comes to the question of a guy at 75 to 80% who, when he's right, is one of the top three goalies in the league, and he's a great veteran, and he's seen it all, versus a kid, doesn't have the same type of experience. What, only 8 games coming in, but
it's a bad spot to come in, by the way.
But it's 100 spot, but it's 100%.
I think it's a terrible spot for Swayman to have to come in and start the third period after sitting cold on the bench for two periods and mentally not being ready to play in a on a stage that big.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a very great way to bring him in.
It's not.
Do you believe the injury portion of this?
I do.
I'm not sure I do.
I do.
And I think that last night may have been the way to dip Swayman's toes in the water here to say, this is what it's like, kid. Get ready for game 6.
Well, I just think the course that it's been on, Neely going back to weeks ago, the comments about we'll sit down and see if he wants to take care of something, whatever he needs to take care of physically. You know what I mean? That the injury's been there.
I should rephrase. Do you feel that he needed to come out due to those injuries that he's dealing with?
No.
That's my question.
No, I'm sorry. They decided to make the move.
I think he's hurt. I just don't believe he needed to come out of the game.
Tuukka's been dealing with a bunch of things, and that's what Cassidy said, but you know, we just felt...
Should he have started last night?
Cassidy's saying he could have went in for the third, but we chose to put Swayman in.
That tells you everything.
Okay, so
that tells you everything opposite of what you just said. It's not injury. He could have played.
He could have played. So, but what
Cassidy,
my point is,
said that he my, said he could have played.
My point well, is, what saying, you're to, witnessing Tuukka Rask at like 80%.
To which I say to him, why did you not have the sort of confidence to say you're not playing tonight? He wasn't right. He couldn't take. He couldn't go out during morning skate.
Glove side high when he ducked his head. You knew something was wrong.
I don't have any issue with him. You know, in terms of. I don't think that not participating in morning skate is a dead giveaway.
No,
I don't think it is, because as a coach, you have players who say, listen, coach, I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm going to be great come tonight.
Quick turnaround.
But I just think I don't need this morning. And I think veteran players, regardless of position, can handle that. And you never know what they're taking before they get out on the ice.
Right, the maintenance days. I'm not going to kill them for that.
Okay, but you got to get a better idea before, let's say, 6:30 last night as to whether or not he's going to be able to play and be effective. And the answer to that was no, he couldn't. He was not good last night. And it's okay, fine. It's because he's been dealing with this injury. Why'd you start him? There's a great second guess there on him. Why'd you start him? So and I don't think Bruce Cassidy's having a very good series.
So it's do or die tomorrow night. What do you do?
I'd start Swayman.
I do too.
I'd start the healthy goalie.
I do too. Your back's against the wall.
You can't have you can't have Rask in there and have that happen again.
See, there's people going to be
game
like,
six.
If this is his last, hurrah, then it's his.
Who cares?
It's his.
Why do I care?
Agree. You need to advance. You're desperate right now.
I'm trying to win a game.
I think the kid, if you tell the kid without saying, you know, oh, crap, we're at four goals in here. We're going to make the move, kid, to you in the third. And kind of throwing him into that. Now you got 2 days to think about it. You get your mind ready. You prepare for
it. Tell him now.
Your game day is going to be different now. You know you're the guy. And maybe defensively in that back end, you're on a little bit more alert as far as spacing and understanding and, you know, hey, we got to help protect this kid more too.
I just don't know why they would go back to Rask right now and expect a different result. I know that he's played extremely well.
He's limping to the finish.
In portions of this series, big portions of this series, he's been excellent. Last night he was not, and right. You're telling us he's hurt. So therefore, he should not play game six. It's really not that complicated.
What do you do, Hardy?
Play someone who's healthy. Play a guy who's healthy and has been very good for you this year. Mm-hmm. Play the healthy guy. Don't play your hurt, banged up veteran goalie because he's the guy and has been here a long time and gets paid a lot of money. What are you doing? Play someone who's healthy, 100%. Swayman's had plenty of rest. Get him back in there and let that third period that he played last night be his, introduction to playoff hockey.
Yeah, assuming
get those butterflies out of the way.
Assuming Tuukka Rask has no change between last night and tomorrow, then you start Swayman.
But he would need to have a significant change between last night and tomorrow night.
I don't think that change is happening.
I don't know that it needs to be that significant. I mean, what was the change between games 4 and 5? How did he look in game 4? Mm. How did he look in game 3?
He looked excellent in game 4.
Yeah, he's looked pretty good in the first round and a half of the postseason. So I don't know that it needs to be a significant change. Whatever he's dealing with, if he's better tomorrow night, then you go with Tuukka again. But if it is truly an injury and it's something that Cassidy felt he'd be better off by not playing last night. If it's not any better by tomorrow, I think you said it, Beetle. It's like, it's pretty easy.
But is it 5% better, 10% better? What are we at? If he's at 75%, what the hell?
But see, you're questioning him for not starting him. Like, what if he didn't have the balls to start him at home? And if Tuukka wasn't right and they knew that, and at 6:30, you're still like, we're sticking with Rask. Hey, how's he going to go to the kid on the road in a game 6 with your back against the wall? That's where it takes balls, and that puts you on the spot.
Yeah, and you got to make sure you get the right shots before you go out and play the game.
If you're Bruce Cassidy, I think you have more to lose by starting Rask tomorrow night than you do Swayman.
And because if it doesn't look good, he'll get crushed.
If Rask doesn't look good, why didn't you go with Swayman?
Because he's got criticized for not shaking up lines.
If you go with Swayman and he doesn't look great, I'm like, what do you want? Right? You know,
yeah. We started the healthy guy.
Rask was questionable the game before. And he was still questionable. We had to go with the backup. That's why you have more than one goalie.
They've got to go with Swayman for game 6. They cannot start Rask again. He's not right. And the team should not be punished. The rest of the guys on that roster should not have to be punished by having Tuukka Rask in there. They've got enough issues defensively already.
And I don't think Cassie has any concerns about saving face for himself. This is not about him. For him, it's about winning the hockey game.
Right.
But the benefit, if you're the coach, is if you go with Swayman tomorrow night, I think you're going to be, you are opened up to less criticism than if you go with Rask, and Rask, again, gets beat high glove side 2 times. And like,
you cannot have that same result again.
You can't stop those.
You can't have that. You can't afford to chance that. So Swayman is the guy game 6, and I will be upset if they don't go with him. They need better health. They need excellent goaltending if they're going to win. It's just the way they're built. They got it out of Rask in game 4. They couldn't get it last night in game 5. They've got to make a switch.
And it's not just the way they're built, Beetle. It's how the NHL playoffs are built. You need to have excellent goaltending at this time.
Oh, no, it's the way they're built. Defensively, the way they're built is a problem.
Okay, but what's the
guys
what's
in front of Rask are not. There's a lot of depth issues there that you absolutely cannot afford to have leaky goaltending
behind
a bunch of guys who aren't very good.
In addition to that, name all the teams that have had deep cup runs with average or less than average goaltending in the playoffs. It doesn't happen.
Bennington.
Bennington was fine.
He was in and
the
out.
Defense, like, now, the defense in front of him was outstanding, right. But he was fine.
He was fine, but they yanked him in and out of that couple series there. Like, he was up and down. He was a roller coaster.
617-779-0985. We'll get to all of your thoughts on Bruin stuff, whether it be the refs or Cassidy.
We see your calls there.
Or the Rask, Swayman situation, all of it. We'll get to it next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Sports. Greenfield.
Zoe and Beetle, working to keep you up to date at work.
Rose.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, you'd know it if
you'd
you
know
smelled
it. You'd know it if you smelled it.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Far corner now, digging away left of the net is Pastrnak. Marchand's got it to McAvoy. One-timer, deflected. Marchand shoots, and he sent it just wide.
Sent it back through the crease. He had an open net there. Puck was rolling and spinning on him. He was able to corral it just to the left of Varlamov on that right side. Tried to put it in the short side. It looked like it went right through the crease.
Riley left of the cage. Drops. It's fired. And Bergeron shot block. Back of the net. Riley's going to get it. Riley.
Couple emails before we get to the calls. One from Tom. Says all this complaining about the refs is pathetic. Bruins fans are getting the same lesson Penguins fans got. The Isles are a better playoff team than you think they are, and the outcome will be the same.
I give him credit for hanging through that first period. They weathered the storm, and they just continued to play their steady-ass game. And they're well-coached, they're sound, and they found ways to get the damn puck in your net. And you didn't. They took it to you after that first period. And the Bruins had a good response in that third period. You didn't quit. Down 5-2. One ain't easy from coming back from. You could have packed it up and screw it. Let's move on to six. There was belief, and you get that one there with four and change left, or five minutes left. You had a shot to tie that thing up. You did. So I give him credit for fighting back, too, both of them.
617-779-0985. Let's go to your calls. And we will start with Frank in South Boston. Frank.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
What's up?
What's up, Zoe?
How we doing?
Not bad. Yeah. So I did want to just give a quick call. In hearing Bruce Cassidy's comments, it's just very frustrating from a fan standpoint. The officials are something that's completely outside of your control within the game. One thing that is within your control as a head coach are the decisions that you make with your lineup. Cassidy ends up making a great decision, taking out Jake DeBrusk, inserting Carson Kuhlman. But, geez, did he completely miss the boat on the goaltender situation. I mean, how many times do we have to put up with a guy that's going to lay an egg in a big-time situation? I mean, the list is incredible. You got Chicago Blackhawks, Game 6 meltdown. You got diarrhea. You can't get us into the playoffs. You leave your team high and dry in the bubble. You can't play in Finland's Olympic medal.
Okay, but Frank.
We know the history, Frank. We know the history quite well.
It's not about expecting Tuukka to be terrible. This is not about that. He should have known that he wasn't healthy enough to play last night. That's the issue with the coach.
Yeah. If Beers is seeing it, like reading him, like he's not coming out of the net like he should be, or like he always has.
He would
or,
have,
no something
reason.
Wasn't right with him last
he
night.
He would have no reason to believe Tuukka Rask would play the way he would in Game 5 based on the way he played in Games 3 and 4. There's no line to be drawn between those performances and what we saw last night other than his injury concerns have become bigger, and he's dealing with soreness or whatever it may be that has sort of gotten worse on him. Something happened. It's quite possible that he played in game four and came out of that game feeling like he had aggravated an injury. And they knew it because they took him off the ice and didn't have him participate in the team's morning skate yesterday. So they knew something was wrong. They knew he wasn't 100%, but they thought he could still go out and play and be effective. Turns out they were wrong. So they should not repeat that performance last night when they go forward. It's not about Tuukka and all his previous issues. It's not about 2013 against the Blackhawks. It's not about playing for Finland. Yeah. It's not about any of those things. And there are plenty of people here who will try and connect that for you. See Fred, see Felger. Those guys will spend all day doing it for you if that's what you're into. But I'm talking about last night. They should have known.
In-game, in-day, Phil.
Should have known.
Early
they got to have a better feel for it.
Early in the morning, alerts were up. Yeah.
John in Bellingham. Hey, John.
Hey, how are you doing, guys? I just wanted to make a comment that I think Swayman should get to play tomorrow night because you don't want Rask on the ice for as well as he played when they lose, if they lose. And if they win, then he gets to play game seven at home.
Who does? Rask or Swayman?
Oh. Rask.
Wait a minute.
Rask
so you're telling me sit Rask tomorrow night.
That doesn't make a lot of sense, John.
I tell you what, if the kid plays tomorrow night and goes down to the hockey barn down there in Long Island.
A big barn.
And steals one
I'm
for
you. Rask,
he's playing seven.
Rask will be on the ice in the third period of game seven if they win.
I don't understand that.
I don't understand because based on what? And forget about 2 years ago,
they would call
game seven of the cup final, which you don't hang that loss on Rask, but it doesn't automatically work out to his benefit. How about last night at the Garden?
If you're, like, getting, if you're getting on Sweeney for not having a fill last night, he goes to the kid tomorrow night and he wins down there? And say you win 2-1?
But game seven in the Garden, then you put Rask back in. Why? Swayman wins tomorrow night, then you automatically go back to Rask at home in game seven?
That makes no sense.
You know, he had the fourth line out there late in game four. And if his team was tired, he didn't call a timeout. There's some easy second guesses of the coach.
They were down on one knee, too. They were down on one knee there.
In fact, Matt in Chelmsford has something on this himself. What do you got, Matt?
Hi. First time caller.
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call. As far as, Beetle, you touched on complaining about the refs. Generally, it's not a good idea, probably, but they seem to be listening as far as booting Bergeron out of the
face-offs. Yeah, no kidding.
Off.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you got to stay with it. I got to applaud Cassidy for that. Second thing is, a healthy goalie has to go in the next game, without question. Refs usually is not there for the big ones anyway. He's not healthy. You got to go with the kid. Thanks for listening, guys.
Okay, Matt, his subject line said Bruce Cassidy being outcoached in this series, in his opinion. Outcoached right now. We'll continue with this in 90 seconds after we take a quick pause and get the headlines from
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.